listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the show today. I'm kind of excited. I've got this picture here behind me that says I am the sovereign creator of my life. And I know that it's behind me and you can't read it, and that's why I'm telling you what it says. I'm using that at one of several slides that I'm making and creating to create some curriculum for a university I'm starting in January. I'm starting university in January 26th. And I'm really excited about it. But anyway, that's not what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about today is purpose. You know, I travel in coaching and personal development circles, and maybe outside too, but I know certainly in that group of people, there's tons of conversation about life purpose. Do you have a purpose? I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what to do. Just over and over again, churning somewhere between who cares if I have a purpose, I'm a good person and I'm having fun, to I can't find my purpose. I know I feel like I should have one. FOMO, I'm missing out on something. And so I wanted to, and because I'm a coach, and in coaching, like, what is a coach? Well, a coach in sports is somebody that helps an individual or a team improve both their technique and their mental work, mental mindset, so that they can get to the next championship, right? It was interesting because in the last NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, I live in Edmonton, Alberta, and the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers were in the playoffs, the Stanley Cup finals, second year in a row, and Florida won both times. Last year it was in 7 games, this year it was in 6. And by all accounts, and I'm not a complete hockey nut, but I follow it because we live in Edmonton in the frozen north and the Oilers are here. But by all accounts, Connor McDavid is the greatest hockey player alive right now. And by not accidentally and not by a little bit, you know, his ability and so forth. And he's on the Edmonton Oilers. And one of the other top players, not necessarily second, but third, fourth, fifth, is Leon Draisaitl, and he's also in the Oilers. So we have that kind of talent, and yet the championship remains elusive. Now, I'm not a hockey I am an aficionado when it comes to the finals. I don't follow it during the year, but during playoffs I do in May and June, April, May, and June. But when I watched the teams both years, there was a fierceness and a relentlessness about the Florida team that Edmonton showed, but only in flashes. And so I wasn't surprised, you know, when they lost. And that brings me to this thing, and winning a Stanley Cup may be somebody's purpose in life. I guess in Canada, every kid that plays hockey dreams of playing in the NHL, and the competition is ridiculously fierce. And the people that reach it, like any professional sport's amazing. So we were talking about coaching, and the coach was part of why I was saying this. The coach on the sideline, last year was his first year, this year was his second year. And, you know, they're not changing coaches. He's done really well, obviously, getting him to the finals 2 years in a row. And there's going to have to be some differences if they're going to get to that final dream of hoisting the cup, right? The Stanley Cup, I think, is the oldest, most prestigious cup championship in the world of anything. World Cup, Super Bowl, NBA Finals, any of them. The Stanley Cup is like the cup. At least that's what it looks like to me, and you can disagree, that's fine. So what does that have to do with your purpose? Well, it has a lot to do with your purpose. The single-minded dedication demonstrated by the winning team, in this case Florida, was obvious. You could see it, not just in individual players, but in the ebb and flow of the team. And the coaching is a big part of what gets it there. Now, it isn't to minimize in any way, shape, or form the raw talent and drive of the individual players. But the melding into a team, a cohesive, fluid powerhouse, was unbelievable for the team that won, even though I live in Edmonton and I was not happy they lost. So what does that have to do with coaching? Well, a lot of people, life coaching, business coaching, relationship coaching, dating coach, all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what it has to do with it. Coaching of any kind is a person that you use to look at you, your performance, your actions, your behavior, your approach, your execution from the outside, who can help you, if you listen, if you're open to be coached, to get better performance, especially mindset work, because the mind is it's 80-20. All that stuff at the skill level, those hockey guys or any other championship team plays at, it isn't skill. It's mindset. It is stuff in the mind. And you can see it one night to the other, the team just shows up different. It's like somebody else is there and it's the same players. So it isn't the skill. It's the mindset work. And that is principally the area. And it used to be just for performers and musicians and, you know, actors and especially sports. You thought of coaching in that way. In the last 40 or 50 years, coaching at 30 especially, coaching has become a thing. And everybody and their dog now is a life coach. And you just hang out a shingle and say, I'm a life coach. So I'm not going to rail about that or talk about it. I did an episode a few weeks ago that 90%, 95% of coaches that are now doing that are going to be out of business in 18 to 24 months because of AI. Now, that's a different episode. And I'm actually writing a book about that and what to do about it if you want to be in that 5%. So that's coming out in the fall if you want to do that. And that's why I'm opening the university in January. It's for the 5%. Today, I want to move that down into back over to purpose. You don't necessarily have only one purpose ever in your life, but you do have underlying themes if you look for them. So having a purpose isn't required. Nobody's going to grade you if you, quote, found your purpose. And so if you object to the idea of having a life purpose, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do or that you should or shouldn't go find it or do whatever. What I know from the people I talk to, and I talk to dozens at least of new people every week, is that there are many millions who feel the yearning to be driven or to be about a purpose. It's you I'm talking to. Because lots of people feel that they want to be about something, and then they have the stories about, I don't know what it is, I can't find it, you know, I just wish I knew what my purpose was. So today I want to talk about that elusive thing, purpose. Now, some episodes ago I talked about a triple helix, which is a specific method to go about mining your life to choose a purpose. The first thing I want to do is get rid of the word find and substitute the word choose. You don't find a purpose. You choose one. Now, your life experience may lead you to trip over some things or have certain experiences that helps you choose it. But at the end of the day, you choose it. You can find it and ignore it. And lots of people do. I talk to people every week. I have this week already. It's only Tuesday night. Who say, I feel like I should do this, but I'm scared. I don't want to. Da, da, da. Okay, nobody's going to make you, but here's the key of what I want to talk about tonight. Your purpose matters. If you don't want to find it, fine. Don't listen. If you don't care what it is, don't listen. If you already think you know what it is and you're not feeling satisfied, clear, bone deep to the soul, to the bottom of your heart, that you're making the difference in the world, the mark, the legacy, you're doing the thing, and at the scale that you want, then that's what I'm talking to today. Now, Sunday, I said I had this lady I talked on her show, and there were a million people listening to that. Just day before yesterday, there was a broadcast that I did where I spoke at an event, and there was a million people online watching the stream. Well, I had no idea when I said yes to doing that was going to be true. And I was so excited because, as I've mentioned, my purpose, full transparency here, for this year, and my year ends in 3 months, October 14th. I'm starting the fourth quarter today. My purpose is to reach 300 million people with a message, your worth, your identity, your possibility, the fact that you own your life, your ownership and sovereignty. And I use WIPOS, WIPOS is the acronym, right? And I think I've mentioned that a few times before. So my purpose is to reach you with that message and then give you the method and tools to do something with it. Now, if you don't give a crap about a purpose, then it isn't for you. But there are so many that do. And I feel called to do that. And guess what? It is from my own walk of life that has led me to that. And that's always what it is. Your set of experiences and life has brought you to a place where you know. So let's talk about why your purpose actually matters today. That's what I really want to get to. Because so many people feel like, well, there's 8 billion people in the world. I don't have a platform. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not wealthy. I'm not on the nightly news. Nobody gives a crap what my name is. And except for a few people in my family and neighborhood, nobody even knows who I am. So it don't matter if I have a purpose. Who cares? What is it, to tie my shoes right? No, it's important and it's impactful, but only if you go after it. My journey about purpose, how I got to 300 million, has been full of pitfalls and setbacks and all kinds of blood on the floor. I choose to do it anyway. I choose to live for that purpose anyway. And again, that was something I chose, driven by my own experiences. So let's think about who you really are. Okay? First of all, you're a divine being. You came from somewhere. You know it. You can deny it. You can say whatever you want, but you did. You're a divine being. You're not here just because two people decided to have a kid. That's not why you're here. You were sent here, not accidentally, on purpose. Now, you can be mad that you're here in the circumstance you're in. You can rail against it. You can be unhappy. You can think you were treated unfairly, and maybe you were. My experience is that every person that I have ever talked to, nearly every person, I can think of some exceptions, can list many things that have affected them dramatically in a negative way that taints the idea that we're valuable, that makes us feel like we don't amount to much. And so who cares if I have a purpose? Can't do it anyway. Here's the thing I know about you and me, us. You have unique gifts. Every person, just like each of us look different, the number of DNA permutations for appearance are infinite. And once in a while you find a doppelganger, right? But they're completely different people. So the combination of your appearance, your life experience, what you believe, think, know, what you've done, what's happened to you, for you, around you, every single person is not just a little bit unique, but completely unique. So that means when I say you have unique gifts, it's a fact, an incontrovertible fact. Now, you may not know what they are. You may not use them. You may not even give a crap, but you have them. And your purpose is tied to those gifts. When I died in 2018, I learned some things about that purpose. And I'll talk about my purpose and, in general, the purposes that we all have. So I'll tell you that story now. In fact, when I died in 2018, four things became really clear to me. And this has directly to do with your purpose here now. And what I learned is that every single one of us, without exception, you included, you are lovingly crafted, purposefully created being. You're a child or son or daughter of the divine. I use the word God. You can use universe or the oneness or non-duality or whatever you want. But you're a child of God. You are. Now, you can hate that or you can love it. You can believe that it matters or it doesn't, but you are that. Because you're that, just like plants and, you know, an oak tree has acorns. And in the acorn, though it is small, is the blueprint for another oak. And that acorn will grow into an oak. And it doesn't need any other instructions. It needs some water and sunlight and dirt. And it will grow into an oak. You have divine DNA in you because of that. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. You have divine DNA. Well, that means your worth is infinite because you came from the infinite. Your identity is a child of the divine, and your possibility, that DNA in there, that divine DNA, means you can create anything you want. We just haven't unlocked the tools yet, unlocked the secrets and power. And just like I said about the hockey or basketball or anything else, 80% of this work is mindset. You know, I think it's Henry Ford, among others, but Henry Ford was credited with saying, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Maybe that was Abraham Lincoln. I don't know, somebody. More than one person has said it, but it's true nonetheless. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right. So when we disembowel ourselves with the idea that I can't, it won't, I'm not, then that's the reality that we create. So knowing that you have divine origin and divine destiny, you can use that for power and inspiration. You can be mad about it or ignore it, but if you truly want to choose a purpose and make a difference for 10,000, two people, 100, 1,000, 10,000, me, I'm on track for 100 million, and I'm going to reach that number. Another million added Sunday that I was able to speak to. What an awesome blessing. But that only came because I'm pursuing that goal every day and have been for 4 years. So in the conversations I had when I died with God, when I died in 2018, it became clear that we all have gifts and talents. And we all have a purpose that we agreed to and we were stoked about before we came. So how do we find that? It's easy to say, ooh, you have a purpose. So what? Well, I'll tell you so what. Here's some things that I know about choosing a purpose. First of all, you must choose it. It is not and never will be a passive activity. It's not going to force you. It's not going to knock you over the head and force you to move. It may invite you strongly, but at the end of the day, you got to say yes. You got to decide that you're going to put your passion, your heart, and your soul in it, because filling your purpose is hard. Sometimes people get the idea that it should be easy. If it's my purpose, why the frick isn't it easy? Well, you and I were designed to develop, to grow. We have a baby, right? It has to work hard. A chick has to fight to get out of the egg. A caterpillar practically turns into mush inside the chrysalis before it reforms into a butterfly. It is a struggle. It's designed to be. So if you're looking for purpose to be easy, forget it. And if that fact intimidates you and scares you away from your purpose, that means you're not ready right this minute. So come back when you are, because you're going to feel the fire. You're going to feel the yearning. All right. It's not a scavenger hunt. You don't trip over it. What does happen is your life experience, the hardships, the failings, the betrayal, the addictions, the sickness, the death, the financial ruin, the successes, all those things prepare you so it becomes easy to see a purpose you could choose. And I said it that way on purpose because sometimes people think there's only one that you ever have, and that's not true. In 2007, when I had the miraculous events take place, that's not when I died, that was 2018, but I had some other unbelievable things happen to help me change my life in 2007. When that happened, none of the work was done. I simply changed direction. I was going on in a certain direction that was destructive, painful, and fatal. All that happened at that time was I changed direction. I got awakened with a hard enough situation that I changed direction. Then the work after that was mine to do. It was an act of choosing. So choosing a purpose is exactly that. It is an act of courageous choosing. It takes courage. It takes commitment. It takes a degree of intrepidity. Ooh, there's a fun word. It means you're not going to give up. Fearlessness. And it is the most rewarding thing you'll ever do. Now, right after 2007, when I started doing work on myself and changing a lot of major things that needed work, I picked many different purposes. I wrote five books on meditation and created a course on meditation because I thought, okay, I'm going to be an advocate, powerful advocate for meditation because it was such a powerful tool for me. And then things evolved and that became one little piece. And then I made a course, couple courses on how to do video, how to show up on camera, how to speak and how to act and how to make love to the camera and be present for people and stuff. And that became a purpose for a moment to help people with their marketing, to help people learn to speak and sell from stage and, you know, those kinds of things. I did those. And at that moment, that was part of, that was my purpose. I'm doing that. I was doing it to make a living, but I was also feeling like I was adding good to the world. And what I learned and what I saw is each one of those gets subsumed as the purpose develops. So just like when you go to grade school, you don't have all the math skills you're ever going to need. We develop over time, and that's the way with any of this purpose business. So your purpose matters, and it isn't going to come fully formed, and you're not going to come fully skilled. It's going to take some commitment and dedication. It requires some risk. It's going to require some failing, perhaps some vulnerability, some rejection. Ooh, that's a fun word. Rejection, right? Failure is not an indictment. It's just an IDP, interesting data point. Here's another thing I notice. Most people wait for a sign of some kind from heaven on earth, you know, some coincidence or confluence of circumstances so big that it absolves them of the responsibility to choose. Oh, well, I must be supposed to do that. Therefore, the success is in somebody else's hand. Not going to happen. You have to choose. I have to choose. We got to choose, and we're responsible for moving forward. Now, extra world, divine help is available, and it comes in spades, but it comes after we move. Remember the guy, the Scottish Himalayan climber, right? He said, when you move boldly in a direction, heaven moves too. The guy that wrote On Walden Pond said the same thing. If you live, you know, endeavor to live the life you've chosen and move boldly forward, things just start happening. Well, this event day before yesterday where I spoke to a million people, that didn't happen accidentally. It happened because of repeated work that I've been doing, cultivating relationships and doing all that stuff. All of that help is available, but it isn't going to come till we move. Nothing moves until we do. So we got to choose a purpose. We got to pick it. It's going to be evolved. You're going to evolve it, I mean. It's not going to be all at once, and it isn't going to come fully formed. You decide to stand in your calling. Though you have disappointment and fear, when you wait for a sign so big it's unmistakable, that idea, not only does that absolve you from responsibility, but it also, it's the protection ostensibly from disappointment and fear. Well, if it's my calling, then it's got to work, right? part of the idea of a calling is it's for us to develop. It's not just for us to do. It's part of us, our responsibility and our opportunity to develop. One of the things that came to me after 2018, when I was allowed to, given the choice to, you know, pass on to the next life or come back here, I was given that choice. I elected to stay, and nothing was easy. There was no automatic. There was no, obstacles weren't all removed. Everything was hard. I couldn't walk. The disease had trashed my lungs because I was in a coma, and I had a poison bacteria, MRSA, necrotizing MRSA that was eating me from the inside out. In a coma for 17 days, in the hospital for a month. I couldn't walk when I got out. I'd lost 35 pounds. I looked like a skeleton. None of that went away, even though I had purpose and I knew what I was going to do. Here's the thing. What you're going to notice about others is they're going to have opinions about what you're doing, and they don't count. What other people think of you is none of your business. What other people think of you is none of your business. You are the sovereign creator of your life. Now, you don't have to. You can give that control up. But your purpose matters. It matters, meaning that you're going to do things that both develop you and bless others. Because that's the key to understanding, or at least it has been for me and folks I work with. Understanding that those purposes, those missions, those callings we feel like we have, they're for two reasons. One is to develop us. And the second is to bless others. Like you and I, we are breathing to love and serve. That divine DNA is to be developed, and the principal characteristics are to love and serve each other. You know, if you're a Christian, you know, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. You know, that is it. I mean, it wasn't some bit of complicated bunch of commandments. Now, that doesn't mean don't work hard, have a great career, make a lot of money, and have a lot of fun. Doesn't mean that. You can't do that. You can. And the principal commandment is still love God and love each other, right? So that purpose is inherent in all of us. Yours and my special purpose has to do with your gifts and your skills and the unique set of life experiences that you've had that have brought you where you are. Now, here's some other truths. I promise you living your purpose is going to be hard. That's why most people give up. That's why most people put it off. That's why most people say it's not my season. I don't even want to know what it is. I don't want to look for it. I don't want to choose it. I got enough trouble getting from day to day. Well, what I've discovered is as I have leaned into the purpose I have chosen, which is as a coach with the message of worth, identity, possibility, ownership, and sovereignty, as I have leaned into that, my life's gotten better. It's gotten more fun. It's not easy. There's work, hard effort, work, disappointment, frustration. But I have more fun today leaning into that than I've ever had in my life. Punctuated once in a while by what happened day before yesterday. A million people all at once. What a beautiful thing. And that comes because you, me, we lean in. And we choose to go through the disappointment. We choose to move forward no matter what. We choose to let it be two things, refine me and add good to the world and serve others. Now, the cool thing about purpose, your own life purpose, you get to pick it. And two, nobody can keep you from it. No one can take away your purpose. You can make excuses. I don't have support. Nobody understands me. I saw a post, the world couldn't handle me if I showed up as my authentic self. That's a bunch of crap. That's just excuses, right? That's just lame-ass excuses about why not. Now, I know people believe that, and they believe that you would be outcast and rejected. Maybe you would be. Some of the most famous change makers in history, you know, Isaac Newton, Galileo, Christ, lots of others, disavowed, disowned, burned at the stake, crucified, and they still made an impact on the world, right? So the truth is that nobody can keep you from living your purpose. Nobody can keep you from finding it, choosing it, living it, and developing because of it. Do you know inside of your heart what that yearning is? People say all the time, I like to help people. Well, okay. And then the next piece is doing what? If there were no constraints and you got to, quote, help people, would it be just rush down to the food kitchen? Would it be help people figure out how to dress well? Would it be coaching a basketball team? Would it be working in an orphanage? Like, what is it that you are called to do? What is it that you're good at? What is it that your life has prepared you to do well? Now, people are going to have all kinds of opinions about whether you could do something or whether you should do something or whether you're worthy to do something. Well, you could never do that. You know that kind of story. But they don't actually hold the pen writing your story. I personally know many people who have defied the odds, defied the obstacles, and created things that were impossible. Or someone looking at it would have judged it impossible. So no matter your beginnings, no matter where you are right now, and no matter the mistakes you made, and no matter who doubts you or doubted you, you are still the sovereign creator of your life. And I want you to just sit on that thought for a minute. That means you can create anything you want to, but I'll bet you're not doing it. I'll bet you're not happy with your health or your wealth, your position, your relationship, the impact you're having. If you sat down and ask yourself, am I happy? Like, is my happy meter banging in the red zone? Most people, when I talk to them, I get an answer like this. Well, you know, life's pretty good. Yeah, you know, it's pretty good. I didn't ask that. I ask if you're blindingly, blissfully happy. And then people look at me like I'm crazy. And they say, well, you can't be happy all the time. My answer is, okay, you're telling me you can't be happy all the time. Okay, I am. Oh, you're not. You can't be. And usually that's just a reflection of their own circumstance, right? They're reflecting their own beliefs and their own experience. But that's got nothing to do with you. You have all the might and power you need to create any life you want. The only one who can disqualify you from creating your ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy, is you. Now, this whole show, every episode, we're in our third year, halfway through our third year, and the topic is always the same. We have interviews. I got someone coming next week that's going to be a lot of fun. She's a real super connector, has quite a story, and she lives in London. I can't wait to have her here with you next week. And she's creating the life she wants. And I know hundreds of people personally and individually, and I know enough about them to know that they're creating the life they love to live every day, every hour, every minute. And the only reason, if you're not, maybe you are doing that, and if you're not, you have no one to look to except yourself. No one to look to. No one can change it except you. And at this moment, I want a little commercial here. If you want to be on the show with me to tell your story, I would love to have you. Reach out to me. Social media, or use the email meetwithkellen@gmail.com. Meetwithkellen@gmail.com. Don't say, I'm a Sid Blind LA Talk Radio. Say you heard me and you were invited. You're invited. And here's the people I'm looking for. I don't want complainers. I don't want bitchy moaners. None of that. That's not interesting. None of that creates your ultimate life, because that's all about, well, I'll be happy when, you know, this, that, and the other, when I make more money, when the government's different, when the weather, global warming, all that. We're talking externalities. I'm talking about being happy right now, and that's in your hands. So if you've got a story, if you've got a story of overcoming, if you have a story of joy, of service, where you have been in love and service, and it has rewarded you powerfully, or you have a mission, or you have a goal like I do, you know, of your kind. Mine's 300 million people, and yours can be whatever it is. I'd love to amplify your message. All right, so let's get to several other points here. The only one that can disqualify you from your ultimate life, from choosing and living your purpose, is you. Your own agreement with smallness is the only enemy. People around you, your spouse, your family, the government, the weather, the economy, God, none of those are your enemy. Those things are just what they are. The only thing that keeps you from living every day with purpose, creating prosperity and experiencing the deepest of joy, is your own agreement with smallness. I would invite you to just put that away. Put it in the garbage. Let it go. Because you're infinite. Your failures, and I failed tons. I failed. You've all seen that thing. Michael Jordan talks about how many times he's missed everything. Your failures are your building blocks. Failures are just data points that let you be stronger and better. And you can have a story that they're embarrassing or they hurt, but they're not, unless you let them. You failed. Okay. That only means you didn't get the outcome you wanted. The only time we make a story out of it is because we think, well, I should have succeeded. It should have gone my way. Well, it goes like it goes. Learn something and move on. You either succeed or you grow. You succeed or you grow. End of story, and you can live that way, and then everything you do becomes fun, whether you get your outcome or not. The only permission slip you ever need came with your breath. You're sovereign. If you're not living like sovereign, oh, that's okay. You can start today. Change direction. Now, the idea that God has given us each the divine creator, whatever you want to call it. God has given us each gifts and talents is one I talk about a lot, and one that some people resonate with right away, and others say, well, I don't know what mine are. I don't really have any, that kind of thing. You do. You may not have mined them yet. You may not want to acknowledge them. You may not think that they are worth much. We often downplay things that are natural for us because we assume everybody else can do the same at our level or better. Well, that's not true. And your gifts are a clue to your purpose. Because you and I, we were given gifts to enjoy the purpose that we have and to serve and bless others. Now, here's the other thing. Sometimes we talk about the divine. We're built to love and serve each other. I said that earlier. And that sounds like God needs us to do that, like he can't manage. That's not true. Here's the way I think of it. God can do all of his work without me. He can do all of his work without you. That's not the point. There are no limitations to what God can bring to pass. Somewhere in the scriptures it says there's no thought God has taken into his mind, but he can do it. So if you assume that for a minute, then you can ask, then what does he need me for? He doesn't. Here's the truth. He'd rather do something with you and in the process make something out of you or me. He's not wringing his hands, hoping that you or I finally get our shit together, except he loves us infinitely, and so he's hoping we end our own suffering quickly. There is that, and that is true. He could accomplish everything he wants to without my help and without yours. That ought to humble us, you and me. Like, I am not needed, but the love that he has changes the script. So this takes the pressure off. And it all becomes, instead of must, it's an opportunity. So here's the opportunity. The Creator's design, even though he can do everything without me, the Creator's design is to do something with me or with you, to do projects, development, service, growth, love, learning, power, write books, make programs, be a great architect, build buildings. He'd rather do stuff with us, using our gifts and talents, helping us develop them and use them to serve and bless. And in that process, he makes something out of us. See, God's purpose isn't just to do stuff. It's to make us better, to transform us in the process. That's one of the things that is interesting about this AI business. People say, well, you know, AI can do everything. That's not true, but people say, well, I can do it quick with AI. I don't even need to do it. Well, that's true, and some things should be delegated to robots and artificial intelligence. But there's a caveat and maybe even a danger, and that's this. When you or I do the work required to create an outcome, it changes us. So the fact that I could jump in the computer and have it done in 15 minutes isn't the point. The point is I have missed the opportunity to change, to grow, and to become what I would have become if I had done the work and made the effort and created the outcome. You know, with the 3D printer and AI, maybe you could turn a marble statue into David. But Michelangelo would not have been the person he was without that agonizing effort and work. So as a precious divine being that you are and that I am, the work for us is to choose a purpose and then allow the sculpting of our souls as we choose and then exercise that purpose. Okay, I'll give you some examples. I know a lady who is so much about helping those that have been disadvantaged. Okay, she has a story of having suffered a lot of abuse, and she has a daughter with special needs, and she's heroic. And so her gift is the empathy, encouragement, methods, and mastery for many of those situations. I have my own story, and you've heard lots of it if you've been on other shows. I'd struggled with mental illness and depression and, you know, addictions and some other things. And so, and have overcome those and now have an absolute bulletproof commitment to help others make, not just overcome those things, but make the most out of their gift. Excuse me. When I was 52 in 2007, I was a completely different person. I was lost, struggling, buried by demons and all the rest. In the last 18 years, I have made a complete transformation with lots of help and so forth. And that has unlocked my ability to love and serve others. That has become my purpose. And it's the most exciting and fun thing I've ever done, way more than when I was doing other things during my 30-year career and making lots of money and all the other stuff. Because it is something that matters. It's lasting. The change that is wrought in a soul when you discover your worth, when you realize, holy crap, I am important. I matter. There's nothing like that. Those of you that have had kids know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you that work, maybe you work in HR, maybe you're a counselor, maybe you're a coach, maybe you help your kids softball or soccer or, you know, other teams, and you see the change in kids as they gain confidence and grow. That yearning that we have to be the agent for growth and change is divinely inspired and divinely given. And the cool thing is that you and I each have different equipment, different talents, different skills, different voices to make that happen. So the divine gave you a purpose and me. We agreed to it and we were excited about it before we came. And part of a big part of the challenge of this existence is to learn to cut through the noise, to ignore the naysayers and the bullshit that buries us all in the current world, and find the purity of what your soul feels called to do. Now, here's the second commercial, if you will, but invitation. If I can help you do that, that's all I do. I am a coach. I help people choose their purpose and then change the world. Every one of you listening right now can change the world. Maybe a little, maybe a lot, maybe 300 million, maybe three. But you can change the world in a way no one else can. So, and if you don't know how, and if you're saying, not me, I can't do that, we should talk. Because my expertise, world class, better than anyone, is helping you find and choose that possibility for your purpose. Now, I'm not going to be able to implement it for you. I'm doing mine, and only you can do yours. Only you can do your work and make your mark in the world. So if you want help getting on that path, having the courage to trust yourself, having the courage to mine your life experience so you can choose a purpose, having the help and encouragement you need to choose and stay on track and create and add good to the world, I'd love to chat with you. That's just my favorite thing to do, because when I see someone light up with a truth, they have finally acknowledged and quit denying themselves and quit abandoning themselves and quit making excuses about why it's not their time and they're not good enough. There's nothing like that reward. Your purpose, that thing you choose, that is the forge that shapes you and me into someone capable of divine meaning and joy. Like when we connect with the talents we have and a purpose we choose, that gives us joy beyond anything you've understood or had. I can promise you that. I've experienced it and I've helped others do the same. And I don't care what level of joy or excitement you've had up to now. When you find and choose a purpose and you get to work serving and blessing others with it, there's nothing like it. So the invitation is, if you are looking for that, if that sounds a bell in you, just being completely at peace, then we should talk. There's a, you know, the Kung Fu Panda movie series is fun. I can't remember what it, which one. I think it's the second one. They talked about finding inner peace. Inner peace. And there's that turtle, that dude that sat on a pole, a walking stick, right? And talked about inner peace. And the first time I saw that, I thought it was funny and a little bit silly. I don't find that silly at all anymore. And that is because I am complete inner peace. I am become complete inner peace. Nothing is problematic, and everything is turning out just wonderfully. But then again, that was a place that I got to with the work and effort. I want to wrap up the last 5 minutes by sharing some things. You will discover more and more the depth and truth and power of who you really are and what it means to be a divine being as you choose and step in to what you were sent to do. That's a promise. When you own who you are as a divine being and you step into what you were sent to do, and yeah, that means you have to choose it, you become more complete. You become happier. You become more effective. You become more powerful. You become more influential. And yes, that means you can make more money because you create more value. You know, it's funny because so many people that are healers of some kind, coaches and spiritual healers and sound healers and somatic coaches and all these things, they have this horrible story about, oh, money, it's dirty and it's evil and I shouldn't charge it. You know what? Jesus, and if you don't do Christian, that's fine, but I'm going to use Jesus as an example. Jesus said, come and buy, you know, milk and honey without price and everything else. And he said it's all free. But if you read the scriptures, he requires payment, and the payment is everything. You have to be willing to lay everything on the line. Everything. So the idea that healing doesn't require devotion or work is just not true. And so if you are in the helping profession, whether it's a coach, a counselor, or whatever it is, charging money is important. One, you need to make a living. And two, people work more when they are committed. And the biggest sign of commitment that we have right now is money. You know, how much of your hard-earned cash are you willing to invest in a thing? So here's a couple of things to close, a couple of closing thoughts. We know the divine doesn't need me to do the work, but we know that God wants you, and you can decide. Me, I rise to meet the invitation. I will not shrink. I invite you to come with me. So here's some questions to go with. Where have you been waiting for some kind of purpose to find you instead of choosing it? End that. Write it down. Play some games. Make some lists. If you want my help, get a hold of me. Let's choose that. Because a purpose-driven life is more fun. It's more powerful. You get up in energized and you live all day on fire. Second question is, who is it that told you that you're not qualified for something? You're not good enough. You're not qualified to do that. And whoever the hell it was, why are you still listening? You're the sole sovereign architect of your life. So own it. Each day that passes is gone. So let's take full advantage. No whining about the ones that are gone, but let's take full advantage of the one that's coming. And here's the final challenge for you. What is one thing you can do today to accept your assignment, to say, I'm in, I'm done, I'm going to change direction, I'm going to live more fully, I'm going to choose a purpose, I'm going to live more fully in purpose, prosperity, and joy. Because you can, because you said so, because it's your birthright, because happiness is the design of your existence. Think about that. You were designed to be full of joy. Most of us sit around and wait for it to come in a box. Well, I'm not happy. Why not? Because this, and this, and it's all external stuff. Nonsense. Happiness is a choice, your choice and only your choice. So you were created on purpose for a purpose, and no one else can carry what's yours to carry. No one can make your mark in the world. That's a fact, and this is your invitation. So if you felt these feelings before, hello, this is another invitation. No human opinion can disqualify you from a divine assignment. Think about that. I don't care what anybody says or thinks. No human opinion can disqualify you. God doesn't need you or me to finish his work. He wants us to help because in doing that, he makes something out of us. We get to be more. So let's rise up. The world isn't waiting for another expert. That isn't the path. It's waiting for you and me, but I'm talking to you. It's waiting for you to be on fire, fully committed, and living your own purpose out loud. From my own experience and the work I do with clients, I can promise you that choosing a purpose and living it full out in love and service is absolutely the way to a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, which is how I define your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.